on in to the No Point Podcast, the podcast that was once reviewed as it's an alright podcast, and that is the pride and joy I have.
But that was a 5-star review.
Yeah, 5 stars. It's an alright podcast.
Do you think they think it was out of 10? It's alright. It seems... It's all right. Sounds like a 5-star, 5 out of 10 review. So I'm thinking, he's like, yeah, this deserves a 5. But little did he know that meant it was amazing.
His incompetence is not my problem. He rated it as a 5-star. You can't take that back. We are a 5-star. It's all right.
Absolutely. Do you think if we ever dropped down from a 5-star, you'd quit?
Yeah. The only thing got me going, like,
The only reason why I'm doing this is because we're a 5-star podcast.
Please go review this podcast 5 stars right now. If not, otherwise, we will end. We will stop.
That's the last thing.
Because that's the only, like, literally, people ask, like, oh, let me, like, tell me something about yourself.
And we're like, we have a 5-star podcast.
5-star podcast is absolutely. Always the first
that's
thing I go
That's literally it.
With.
And then again, it's like the doctor, and it's like, no, I need to know, like, why you're in the doctor's office today. And I'm like, oh, well, you should have been more clear. I thought when you just wanted information, I was going to say a 5-star podcast, but also I have a UTI.
You mentioned recently, Francis, that you thought I butchered an introduction.
Oh yeah, you've butchered many in my time of doing this podcast. There has been some awful things. I am surprised we are a 5-star podcast. Every time I say it, shock is the face that I make.
But we have a pretty good intro.
Oh, this intro was garbage.
No, but we have a pretty good like intro song.
Oh, our song?
Yeah,
off the chart.
I just never know how to get to the song. Like, how does that song, like, how do we get it to start playing?
I don't know. I guess maybe I should say, welcome to the podcast, No Point, where we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, the song didn't play there.
And then you say,
oh, well, I have to
you
say
have
something?
To say something.
Oh, what do I have to say? Roll the intro! Here's a show for the broskies, fellas and ladies. Still safe to play around the babies. Whether you're 18 months or 80. Lot of trash talk, but nothing shady. Two bros, Francis and JP, talk about everything, anything, and nothing. This is something you could laugh to daily. No Point Podcast, man, it's crazy. If this is your first time listening to the No Point Podcast, we're the official podcast of Francismo 10 and me, Chippy Bree, the voice behind camera. I'm not Francismo 10. You're Francismo 10, right, Francis?
I am.
You're Francismo 10?
I
Can
am.
I get a picture?
Can I just tell you something, though? My name is Francis.
Okay.
And this comes up a lot.
Okay.
People think my name is actually Francismo, and the nickname is Francis.
Have we talked about on the podcast the person that reached out to you and told you to change your username?
Because of the dictator? That did come up.
There's a dictator named Francismo.
Yeah.
And somebody thought Francis was maybe, like, fangirling about the dictator Francismo.
Yeah. My content has nothing to do with the name at all. Like, even in the video, we say Francis, not Francismo. So I don't even know where they're getting off on it.
If you could go back in time, would you change your username?
Absolutely.
What would you change it to? Give me some, like, we'll have the people
Lady
vote.
Slayer 91.
Well, 91's taken, so you'd have to go with 92.
Lady Slayer 91. No, see, here's the thing, and we've told the story that it's just my email, but going back in time, would I have used the name Francismo 10? No.
What
and
would
I
you
think
have gone
a
with?
Great improvement is just probably taking out the number 10.
Francismo.
Yeah, that's way better.
Francismo.
That's 1,000 times better than Francismo 10.
I disagree, because I'm running Francismo 9, and we're getting very
because
few
here's
traction.
The thing, I think...
So I think Francismo 9 is not doing well in the view department.
But here's
so
the thing.
So I think the 10 helped.
It's ridiculous for somebody to try to search for me, like they're looking for Francismo and it's not coming up, and they have to remember whatever psychotic number I put after
See,
my name.
I also think a problem with like Francismo 10 is that's kind of like misleading because we're more of like a Francismo 5 out of 10.
Yeah, absolutely. That's pretty good. That you're on your A game since we've done the intro song. These are the best jokes I've heard from you all week. If I could go back in time, I'd rename it Chippy Bree because this guy's on fire right now.
Thank you. I'll bow a little.
I'm thinking like that. That's why the first thing I did was make the profile name my name because I thought people will only remember you yelling Francis at the end.
Okay.
So they won't remember to spell out French. Like, and Francismo is a hard name to spell. So if you Google
well,
Francis,
it's not if you know the dictator.
You should be
well.
Able to find me. But yeah. But like nobody, it's hard to search for me.
You missed what I said.
I believe me, I know.
I actually
you're on a roll.
Today. You always like brag. You're like, oh yeah, if you search Francis, my name will come up. I searched Francis today on TikTok. Some other guy came up. Yeah, Francis.
Did he have more followers?
No.
Well, then get out of here.
Well, that was
we are the most followed Francis.
We are the most followed Francis. Guys, if
that's pretty good coming from a John Paul. To be the most followed Francis, John Paul has that record.
John Paul's with the username Francis, I am number one. It should be in Guinness World Record.
Yeah, honestly.
I am the number one most followed user with the name Francis, but being named John
Paul. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm also the number one.
If you could go back, would you change it?
What? Francis Roten?
Yeah.
Somebody once was like, you guys should be like the roof guy. Like, why isn't your name the roof guy?
That's pretty good. That's not bad.
Yeah, but we weren't the roof guy.
You know, there's another guy that claims on claims on TikTok. He has like 100,000 followers. I don't know who
he
is.
The best probably, roof content?
But he says CEO of roof content.
Yeah.
And sure. I was like, attaboy. Sure. Wait
more,
a minute.
More like an unpaid intern.
That's some roof bullying right there. We take our job very serious in the roof department.
He can't hold a shingle to me.
Wow, you are on a roll. I'm excited to see where you take this podcast today.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, so we'll come up in your little dingle hopper that suggests new podcasts.
Yeah, there went the roll.
Well, you sorry about that. I did call it a dingle hopper.
That's a fork in The Little Mermaid. That's
I know. I'm a big fan of... You were Sebastian in The Little Mermaid.
I was, a musical.
A little bit of racial racial appropriation.
I would agree, but
you took a role that deserves not to be you.
It's not racial appropriation because they begged me
to not be to use the Jamaican accent. Sebastian,
so technically
Jamaican.
They tried to stop it. But there's no way you can sing Under the Sea without going into one.
A little Jamaican?
Because that's all you've heard it your whole life.
Yeah,
so like no matter what, no matter how, like if I'm going to speak the word under the sea, perfect. But as soon as you start to sing it, under the sea, where's the da? Under the sea. It's impossible not to say da instead of the in singing the song.
Under the sea.
Yeah,
but
if I say the word under.
Under the sea.
The sea.
But if I was trying to say
but if you're
under,
singing, under
the
sea.
I could do it.
You could?
I could do it, but it sounds
they
better.
Should have casted
no,
you.
But it sounds better.
It's under the sea.
Under the sea.
It's two D's. It's
it
nice.
Is. It under is. Da, da, da. No, I like it. I like it.
Yeah, thank you.
Our sister's here with us today.
I thought we weren't going to address the elephant on the
Well, I realized that she wasn't going to talk until we said anything about her.
Yeah, the thing is she was just lurking
me, you
over
said,
your shoulder for the last 30 minutes.
I wasn't allowed to say too much, and if I said anything at all that was not supposed to be said, yeah, I would be out.
Can I tell you that, first of all, I need to know, and this is very important to me, is I go, wait, Kat comes down and she's all excited, so I know something's up. And she scoots the chair over, and I'm like, well, this isn't correct, unless me and Kat are doing the podcast today. And she goes, guess who's on the podcast? And at that moment, I realized somebody made a mistake.
Well, you know how you get on our podcast, right? Anybody can guest star on our podcast if they achieve the guest star role.
So she bought the guest star role?
I only did it once. Time.
Well, it was a good guest star role. But
no, she
thing.
Bought the guest star role, but she only gave me the money. So
but here's okay.
You're not
okay. So here's the problem that I have with it fundamentally is I go. What story are you possibly talking about that Kat could possibly be involved? Because I'm thinking you might be pivoting. Because I don't think you thought today of all days you were gonna have Kat on the podcast. And she goes, we don't tell you. And I go, we don't tell you.
She doesn't know. She has no idea. So if you don't know, if this is your first time in No Point Podcast, I never tell Francis what the story is going to be.
Because
I
think, he did one time.
I did one time.
And
it
he
seemed
thought,
a little rehearsed.
And he looked at me at the end and goes, it just didn't feel natural.
And
since then, he's never told me.
I listen to the podcast every single week back.
Yeah, in the shower.
We're a pretty good podcast.
Yeah,
he does do it in the shower.
Yeah, I hear it.
Well, because,
I heard
because
that
it's actually, and here's the thing.
All right,
Kat's
ahead of this.
We have a whole podcast.
I say that's weird.
Where you go, it's weird that you listen to us to a shower. It's more weird that you listen to yourself in the shower. That's psychotic behavior. People say they hate the sound of their own voice. Not JP. That's
I
how
love
he showers.
The, sound the other day, I'll admit, I was listening to our podcast on the treadmill, and I thought that was a bit weird because it felt like, what am I like motivating myself to like keep
you're
walking?
Like, one day
with
I hope to be that
myself.
Guy on the podcast.
And it goes, it was actually the episode where we were talking about, if you don't listen to all the episodes, go back and listen. It was the episode that we were talking about, what are the odds a fan has listened to our podcast and crashed their car while listening to our podcast?
Good
and
question.
I was like, what are the odds somebody's on the treadmill?
Yeah.
I was like, on the treadmill. And I said, what are the odds someone's on the treadmill?
Yeah.
And I was on the
what
treadmill.
What do you listen to it for? Or is it just for purely entertainment? Or are you listening back to see if it made sense? Like,
so
what?
It doesn't make sense. I
take,
can attest.
So I take notes.
We recently listened to the podcast in Kat's car. part, and she was loving it. She was laughing.
Both are listening to the podcast.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I've never seen somebody laugh. I've never seen somebody laugh during our podcast because we just record it. But, like, to see Kat laugh randomly, it was
I was laughing on the treadmill.
Oftentimes, I'm listening to you guys record them.
Yeah.
And I can't laugh during them. But I also realized what was going on while you were recording them. And I feel like people think that you might be sitting, like, in a proper position, not currently sitting on multiple couches.
I don't know. You should listen to season one after that.
Off the table. I don't know. It's wild. Yeah.
I was saying something, and I've completely forgot what I was saying before.
About listening on a treadmill?
This is why Kat's not on this podcast.
Is it listening on a treadmill?
No, it was before the treadmill. It was the sidetrack. Something happened. Oh, I take notes about the podcast.
Sure.
So I listen to the podcast. I think of how we can improve it. So like,
and it's everything. It's just
a lot
everything.
Of times it's just like a list, and he goes, podcast, Francis, JP. And then I'll usually cross off Francis. And be that does the trick.
That improves
a lot.
So,
like, today I was, like, more... I, like, wrote down what would be a good joke, like, maybe intern of roof content, and I then...
You know what recently I found out to myself is, I think I've told myself the whole time that, like, you know, clearly I'm the funniest guy in this podcast, like, clearly, like people want to hear me, right, talk, and I've noticed since I've tried to, like, prove that fact, I find more and more that that could not be further from the truth. I think a lot of people listen for you.
Oh, because I'm pretty funny.
I guess so.
What in the episode that we talk about VidCon, I say something and it's in the podcast. What do I say about myself when we were at VidCon?
You're the funniest guy you know.
I said with all the millions of followers that all those creators had at VidCon, I think they don't have a candlestick to my comedic prowess.
Yeah. I didn't know this, but you're definitely, I think, like, if we surveyed everybody. No. Well, you're on a roll today. Today's not the day for me to try to win this because you're on fire. But what I'm saying is, like, I think now if people survey Franchismo 10 content, they'd be like, yeah, the roof guy's funnier than the guy telling him to leave. But I think in the podcast, if you do podcast listeners, I think you're the fan favorite. And I could not, and I think that was hard for me to wrap around, but now that I've adjusted to it, I think the podcast has been a lot easier for me. You know? Since I've adjusted to the fact that I'm irrelevant.
Can we just take that line and run it back this time? Just say it a little bit with higher inflection and maybe add a duh instead of the.
Usually you don't give me these notes till after your shower.
That's pretty good. I have Kat on this podcast for a
reason. Okay, good.
So let me just tell you, I was in the bathroom.
Where you were listening to the podcast?
Kat was practically barging in, trying to ask to be on this podcast today.
Tonight?
Yes, tonight.
You know, this is the second time today you were almost barged in on the bathroom.
I was nowhere near the
first time was Francis.
I tried to barge in.
He was having a conversation with me, and I was walking into the bathroom, and I started shutting the door, and he opened the door to continue the conversation.
And JP locked the door
kitchen.
On me.
We're in the kitchen.
The lack of trust, though. The lack of trust JP had on me, though, in that moment, when he locked the door. Because that implies...
No, confession, though. Do you guys lock the door other than when strangers are in the house? Because I don't think any of us do.
I don't lock the door.
When strangers are in the house?
When strangers are in the house, I lock the door.
I don't lock the door.
What?
I would gladly have a stranger enter the house.
No.
There is a lock in our bathroom, but I do not lock the door.
Okay, do people lock their bathrooms when they're at home? That's a question
if
we can ask.
There's other people in the house.
No.
Family.
I mean,
there's
seven of us, so the chances
But here's the thing that I was saying is JP was. But my issue was JP's trying to make it sound like, well, of course he had to lock the door because they've already barged in once. That's not true. JP's going to shut the door. My head's kind of in there still talking, and, like, my lips are there, and it's, like, doing this. And then JP goes, okay, I gotta go, and shuts the door. And then, I'm a respectful man. I understand now that the door is shut.
Right there.
Now that the door is shut, I must wait. So I'm at the door, you know, and I don't think JP knows that. But the next thing I know, I hear the little click of the lock. I go, no way! That the audacity of these people to lock the door on me. I wasn't going to barge in on you. I respect your privacy to a certain extent.
I trust no man.
Apparently not. That I will say, that's at your weakest. When you're going to the restroom, a man's at his weakness. Nobody wants to die while in the bathroom.
Francis recently was saying, and this is a side trick, Francis was recently saying, like, oh, like, no one could ever, like, wrongly accuse you of, like, a crime, because, like, I'm always with you, I always can be your alibi. And I said, you're not with me in the bathroom.
And I go, that's true. And I go, it's not true. So technically, every crime I'd give an alibi for from now on, I would say, well, he did go to the bathroom at this point. So as long as he could climb out the window, run there in under 5 minutes and run back, and that crime is possible, he doesn't have an alibi for me.
You guys have climbed through the bathroom window,
absolutely,
haven't you?
We have, but not to commit a crime.
Not to commit a crime.
Sometimes we lock ourselves out of the house.
You know, that's a likely story.
So I have Kat here for a reason.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
She asked to be on this podcast, and I said no. And then she asked again.
She better have paid to be on this podcast.
She was pretty pestering.
You guys begging. Are sitting on my She's couches.
Begging. She was begging.
These are my couches.
She's had a bad day.
These are my couches.
So let me just tell you. And I did want to tell this story, and it's because you, if I told this story in the podcast, you wouldn't, like, corroborate my story.
Corroborate?
Guys, fun fact, this was my second week at school since I started back at school, and my professor thinks I am so smart that she asked me to switch majors to math. Let me tell you, Francis, what am I not good at?
Math. But can we just say, is it corroborate?
No, it's collaborate.
It's not collaborate. Collab is to collab.
Collaborate.
No,
what are you saying? To collaborate.
Oh, now I can't think of it, but it's with a to cooperate.
I don't think that's
cooperate,
right.
Cooperate, my
story.
No,
it's like koala.
No.
Koala bait.
It's not calibrate. You're going to think it's like calibrate. You might as well say that. It's cooperate.
Corroborate.
She's saying it right.
Back someone else's story. If you swear to your teacher that you didn't throw a spitball in your friend,
don't read the definition.
Cooperate.
By promising
this
that
is
you were
not
cooperate.
Cooperate is
she
not
might
the story.
You.
It's right. Cooperate.
No, this is the second. No, we have to stop this, Kat. This is now the second week in a row that we've read the definition to a word on this podcast. Last week was tortellini, so we cannot ever do this again. Back to
cooperate your story.
Yes, and I have Kat on this. Story to be two against one.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Whose team am I on?
You're on Mine. JP's for now, but if you'd like to corroborate my story.
Tonight we went to dinner.
Uh-huh.
Tonight we went to dinner.
No, this isn't true.
Before we go any further, Kat will collaborate with me.
Collaborate!
But before we go any further, before we go any further, let's run a quick ad, all right? We're going to run an ad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, everybody, so we were out to dinner.
Boom. Boom.
What in the world are you doing?
Cooperating.
Look, there's a little thing that in life, okay, when you're backed up against the wall, right, and you no matter what, you're about to die in the face of danger, the only chance you have at survival is throwing the other person so off by saying something you'd never think. What were you talking about before?
Well, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, Francis, can you focus for 1 second?
Oh, no.
Focus. You have two options here. We're going to tell you this story, and you can either sink or swim, but either way, you're going to be under the sea.
Can I tell you, though, this is unfair, because you already know she's going to corroborate your story. Now it feels wrong to say corroborate. It feels wrong, but it was right until you said it. But you know she's going to corroborate, so you know it's about to look like this. And also, you know when you try to go to bed, but your mind keeps thinking of something embarrassing, and it just puts you to the fire, and you're like, why can't I think of anything else? This is basically that story right now. And you're going to continue? Fine. But if you don't have a heart, if you continue.
I don't think there's anything to be embarrassed about.
If what happened in your story is true, I am mortified, horrified, and sad.
And you're lucky because I was going to add something to it, but I decided not to. When he brought over the check, I was going to make...
You were going to double down on my thing?
Yeah. Because I wanted to, like, prove to
I want this whole story to be like, I still do not believe that was said.
Okay. So we went out to dinner, just me, Kat, and Francis, our sister's cat, not our physical cat.
That would be weird. We just always eat with our cat.
So we usually go to this restaurant often with our mother. Uh-huh. Our mother's usually there with us. And it's a waiter that we've had often. Not a waiter that I'm at war with. He's a fine waiter. He's a competent waiter.
To quote me, I literally said, we always know it's a good night when you're our waiter.
Stop stalling here. That was a clear start. Can
you corroborate my story?
I cannot corroborate anything that you ever said.
But that's true, right? That happened at dinner.
I can't koala bait. I cannot.
I cannot koalabate that anything you say.
I just totally koalabated that.
I'm going completely off topic for 1 second because this is just too good. Are you aware that the incident going on with the Dallas Zoo?
Oh, about you heard somebody about this? Stole their
did
monkeys.
Somebody tell you about this?
Yes.
Somebody stole their monkeys.
I did hear
two
this.
Monkeys are missing from the Dallas
what?
Zoo.
Yeah.
The police report is the funniest thing. Please alert us if you know anybody that now has two monkeys.
Yeah. So, guys, no. In all seriousness, we need to, honestly, Broski Studios is making a stand on this, and we ask you to stop monkeying around. and we ask you.
That was pretty good. We'll workshop that after my shower.
To swing us some information. So, because honestly, this story is bananas.
They're investigating the zookeepers.
I hate bananas.
Listen. They're investigating the zookeepers. So yeah. It all started with a leper was stolen from the zoo. Mm-hmm. And now two monkeys have been stolen from the zoo.
Did they find the leper?
I don't know if they did.
How do you lose a leopard?
Inside, I don't know. Anyway, so we're at this restaurant, and our mother's not at dinner with us, but our mother often comes to dinner, and the waiter comes over and says, so, why is your mother parking the car right now? And I said, no, actually, our mother's not joining us tonight. It's just the three siblings. The two siblings and our cat.
And I couldn't let you talk last.
Yeah.
So this is where I will corroborate.
This has happened. Can you please refer to it as koala bait?
I cannot, because it sounds like an innator. Like, you're just make things koalas.
No, koala bait is what you, put out to get, koalas to leave Dallas Zoo's exhibits. So
okay.
I can steal two koalas.
You know koalas aren't monkeys, right?
What are they? They're not monkeys?
You thought a koala was a monkey?
What do you mean?
Fun fact, koalas.
That's definitely where he was going with that.
Fun fact,
no,
koalas
they're hypochondriacs.
Are the number one transmitter of dirtiest. STDs.
They're super dirty and super aggressive.
That could be untrue. It could be besides humans, but I'm unpositive about that, so I'm going to stick with koalas.
No, I believe it could be humans. Trust me. No, that's just a solid joke. That's just a joke. That is just a joke. Anyways, so we've been getting so sidetracked. So the guy says, so your mother's not coming.
Sexy cannot.
I hate you. I know you're
bump.
Anyways, so our mother is not with us. And we say, so our mother's not joining. I feel like I've said this several times, and you keep distracting me. You genius. It's brilliant.
I knew it worked.
And so I said, no, she's not with us. And Francis goes, yeah, it's sad when your mother blows you off for a date. And the guy
said...
Now
I'm hearing it.
And the guy said, well,
when you
said
it like
are you
that...
Are you
cooperating
with us?
We can end the podcast right here.
Okay, wait.
So this now...
Shucks.
Our waiter then responds with, well, good for her. And Francis goes, yeah,
but
we're going to
have
fun.
You finally said it without adding the words that you said I added.
What?
You finally said it. I think now I'm hearing it.
You're hearing what?
So I wasn't going to cooperate this story because I was confident I did not. Do you want to finish anything else or you rest your case?
No, I am not resting my case. I have seven witnesses. The entire restaurant's waiting in the driveway.
Okay.
They're all coming. They were good for your mom.
This is unfortunate.
So this man now thinks that our mother is out on the town gallivanting with a gentleman caller while
you had a second chance at this.
I really think it's gentleman caller.
Caller.
Collar.
Why collar? Why collar?
Like
collar
white,
on your shirt?
Yeah, like white
like collar.
Like a white collar gentleman, like a blue collar.
You like it? You're going with me?
But
now?
It's not correct.
You don't know
it's
this.
It's completely
a gentleman
wrong.
Caller.
It's
a
collar.
You call.
Yeah, but a collar would make sense.
Like a booty call?
Oh,
wow,
no!
Man,
what?
That's inappropriate. What are we, koalas with your with your booty calls?
In the olden days, a gentleman would call someone and they'd be like, hello, it's so-and-so.
You're wrong. I'm sorry.
You've never heard grandma tell about collars?
But that is not what that's saying.
No, I'm not saying it's the same thing. I'm not saying
it's... We are not looking anything
else
up.
Whoa, first of all, I'm not saying it's the same thing as that. I'm saying call and call is used in both things as a companion.
What?
I'm not saying that a gentleman caller and a booty call are the same thing. I'm just saying they both have the word call in it. I was giving
He's
an example.
He's distracting us again. In the place of her youth, the gentleman caller was a male...
Caller! You literally are looking at it in front of you.
Was a male visitor, usually a visitor to a house where a young girl lived.
Young.
And they would want to, Yeah, so it's closer to booty call than it
can
is
you go to images?
A telemarketer.
Can you go to Images?
I didn't say telemarketer. What?
You went to Images? That was a joke. You were supposed to not go to Images, but
Why
you went
is
to Images?
Flashlight and pitch pigeons?
Well, because it's a dark room.
I'm confused.
Anyways, continue. You implied that our mother was out on the town, a woman of the night.
Tell me when you read your case.
I'm not doing cross witches. And your quote, your direct quote was, it's sad when your mother blows you off for a date.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. And you insisted after he left, you in no way implied that our mother was on a date. And this man, can I just tell you what I was going to make it worth with? When he said, have a good night, I was going to say, well, I know our mother did.
Okay. Tell me when you
to answer anybody else. Our mother was at home with an illness. Her neck was hurting. Yeah. So she had to have soup at home.
Yeah.
So she's not joining us for dinner.
That did not clear anything up. Because you said something as if it was an injury, which is part of the word you were saying. But then you gave soup as the answer, which is part of an illness.
I also want to clarify, she didn't eat the soup. She definitely had
Have you rested your case?
Yeah, I rest my case.
First of all, you're a fool for resting your case there. Because you still didn't even bring up the fact.
I have the right to call any witness back to stand.
You did not rest your case on the great thing.
No.
Is when the waiter made a final comment that I didn't understand.
Okay.
And what did that waiter say?
He said, oh, well, good for her.
Oh, well, good for her. Oh, well, good. Can you stop? That's where you should rest your case.
Oh, well, good for her. Why?
Well, that's... no, I want that stricken from the record.
Okay, why?
Stricken.
That's stricken. The word.
No, it's stricken.
It's stricken.
I almost joined mock trial, but
stricken.
I didn't.
No, it is stricken. You're right. So stricken from the record, I want that last part. Oh, good for her. Because honestly, that was the only evidence that gave you guys the fact that I thought I said this. But after hearing the story, I would like to say, Your Honor, doesn't look good. Because here's the thing, I did say, it's always sad when your mother blows you off for a date.
Which is a common expression.
But Your Honor, I was intending her date being me. Off. Like, our date.
Yeah, so you, like, blew yeah, our
but
date
you said
off.
A date. Which yeah, is the issue that it comes in.
Because a date, but the a date I was talking about was our date. So imagine my horrification.
Horrification?
That's not
a word?
No.
That's not a word?
Google it right now.
Horrifying.
Well, you guys are just going to collar me out?
He's distracting us. Go back to your case.
You guys are going to collar me out for this? Fine. But here's the thing. So I was confident that I did not say that. Hearing it from your mouth, I'm realizing we're both of you, because you both jumped on this quick, where you said, you called her mother a horrification, basically.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? Because she was out on the date. And that she blew off her kids for this. Because I was making it this big thing that she blew us off, but I was making it that she blew off our date.
Talking yourself into it.
I understand that implying that I'm dating my mother is not a great joke. It's not the best joke. But JP didn't give me notes in the shower about it, so I went with it.
No, I don't give you notes in the shower. I give you notes after the shower.
What did I say?
This is why I have to lock
what
the door.
What did I say?
I'm in the shower. Next thing I know, the shower curtain's getting tugged, and you go, any notes?
I said it right? Will
no.
you corroborate this?
No.
Okay, well, anyway, so now I'm hearing this, and I thought I was ready to have a 15-minute argument about how you guys were definitely wrong, but now I'd like to use those 15 minutes to ask for a lesser punishment than the death penalty. Because I'm guilty, but I didn't mean it. You know, it's accidental manslaughter.
Luckily, me, the judge, and the jury, I'll...
Do you think it was one of... Did it make you guys feel odd?
It made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, we both
I was very uncomfortable. I was very uncomfortable.
But this guy thinks our mother's a wanted woman. You know what I mean?
Or
like
you're an unwanted
child. No. You know what they say? Where like,
I don't know why, but it seems like bad parenting.
Parenting. Why? She's done her job with us. We're all over the age of 18.
Doesn't matter. Just mother. I guess it's because mother's dating is a concept that just seems like irresponsible to me, which I know it shouldn't. But it feels
so
that way.
So, I watch seems like I go out for
You've
it.
You've
so
just watched mothers on a date.
I'm going to choose my words wisely. I'm not watch, but sometimes my programs of YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, or TikTok will send
where
me videos. Well, I'll tell you, where they're called that the thing that's most in demand in this world are what are called high value women and high value men. Okay, now this is a newer concept, and it basically means that these people that are players, right?
Okay.
That it's okay to be a player because you're high value and that's what people are looking for, right? So I think I entitled that our mother is a high value
sexy can.
You know what I mean? And that's a good thing for us.
Yeah, we're not going to let this podcast go any further before you either compliment our mother a little too much.
I think it's a compliment.
You already incited? No.
Insinuated.
What is going on?
Incited violence.
What is going on?
You'd think we'd be doing this on purpose at this point. Three of them were on my purpose. Is this a Wendy's? Where am I?
5 out of 10 stars.
5 out of 10.
It's all right.
Sometimes they use words that aren't English. But besides their only job being talking and them not using proper words, it's fine.
I just feel bad because my friends, I've told you this, my friends used to listen to you guys to learn English better.
I don't know
what you've done to them.
Those poor things. I'll always be able to tell who your friends were, though, that have done it. They come up to me and go, I'm looking for a high-value woman to collaborate my story.
Kat, any, like, big life changes in your life that you would want to say on our podcast? No?
You don't want to announce it here?
You don't want to announce it?
You don't want to announce on our podcast right now, right here? And I think you'd feel better being open about this.
Nothing.
Okay, well, I guess I'm just going to have to say it. Kat, life has changed for her, and she now owns her own car.
Which me and Francis single-handedly negotiated for.
I wish you could see Kat's face, because she thought we were going to say something totally different. But no, the only way we're telling that is only to our fan house members, which you should join our fan house.
Yes, you should. If you didn't know, we use fan house, which is a wonderful app that you can download. You can click the link in the description of our podcast episodes, make an account, put in the code free pass, all one word. You'll get completely free access to never seen before content from me and Francis, being a group chat with us and other people that listen to No Point Podcast, and it's the best place to hang out with us. And we give a secret code word to every single one of our followers, so they know, like, this is the word, like, if you listen to this podcast, you say this in the fan house chat, you say this on Instagram, you say this in our TikTok
and I know
file,
right away.
And we know right away.
You are the best person in the world.
And you know what it is?
What?
I'm gonna need you to koala bait that.
You need to begin it with a K.
Yes.
You have to have koala.
It's koala bait. Koala bait, which is my favorite thing in life.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening to No Point Podcast. We'll be back next Friday, and we'll know that you'll know that we're back because we're going to be in your thingamajigga that is subscribed.
I cannot wait until they learn English from that. That is excellent. Well done. I can't wait to hear the shower note.